You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM here on this Thursday, February 22nd, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. And joining me today is Gina Gunderson from ECFE. And Gina, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you again for coming on, and boy, a lot of things going on within ECFE.
Yeah, we always have lots going on and keeping families busy. And
yeah, that's great. So, where would you like to start today?
Well, I think first off, just talking a little bit about what ECFE is and what we do. So, ECFE is Early Childhood Family Education. It falls under our Crookston Community Education umbrella at the public schools. And it's for families with children birth to age 5. And we offer lots of weekly classes, monthly classes, special events for families to get out and participate with their little ones.
A great opportunity, not just for the kids, but also for the families and the parents, too.
It is fantastic, yes. It's really one of my favorite parts of my job is watching those parents form relationships and friendships that last a long time.
Yeah, that's got to be very beneficial. And also, obviously seeing the kids interact with each other and building those same friendships, too.
Definitely, yes.
You mentioned there's a lot of different classes that go on. So what are some of those things that takes place within the ECFE?
So we have weekly classes, and actually Monday, Wednesday, Fridays are our weekly classes. And then we just started a new class on Tuesday mornings that is exciting. We're collaborating with Polk County Public Health and offering a newborn. It's called Newborn Baby Talk, and it's for families with newborns up to 3 months. Could go up to 6 months, too. Once a week on Tuesday mornings at the Crookston Public Library. They were gracious enough to have that space available for us. So myself and public health are there. And so mom would come in with a new baby. The public health nurse would weigh them and measure them and see if they have any concerns if they're nursing, and be able to have that conversation. And then I am there to just provide some parent support and different topics.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Seems like there's a lot of really great learning opportunities, especially for the new parents.
Yeah. We've had two parents that have attended, and it's just been great conversation. And we hope we just started this in January, so hoping to build on that and get that information out and have some more new families coming.
What are some of the more common questions that new parents have?
They all seem like they're very, very comfortable and confident, but I think sleep is always a big question, and breastfeeding is another one that they tend to find, and then just checking to see that weighing them and making sure that they're gaining the weight that they're supposed to be gaining, and and just checking in with those moms to make sure they're doing okay postpartum as well.
Yeah, there's so much that goes on in that first couple of months, and so it's really great that you guys have that class, because I'm sure there's so many questions that those new parents have.
And we're really fortunate in our community that there's lots of resources available. Public health offers breastfeeding, a Mama's Milk Connection. I think that's once a month maybe, and lots of lactation consultants in the community. It'll hopefully grow and be a great thing for new moms.
Yeah, so that's really great that there was that new class that's out there. And again, when do those take place?
So that is Tuesday morning from 9:30 to 11 at the Crookston Public Library.
All right, and that's just one of the many things that goes on within the ECFE.
Yeah, so and then we have, when we talk about those parent connections, our Wednesday class is called Mixed Stage Magic, and we have a really full class right now, and it's been fun to watch, like you said, the children forming friendships and interacting, and when you have a new family come, watching the kids want to meet the new kiddos and let them play with them, and then seeing the moms connect as well, and lots of good conversation.
Yeah, that's really great to hear. And so again, when do those take place?
So Mixed Stage Magic is Wednesday morning from 11 to 12:30.
All right, and then but that's just only some.
Yes, so we have full steam ahead on Monday mornings, where we're doing science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And then Friday we have Oh, the Places We'll Go, and so just going around Crookston and checking out what there is to offer. Like I've said in the past, I'm a huge proponent of outdoor learning. And so when it's nice like this, we're going outside. So
yeah,
our beautiful Castle Park is our typical location that we go.
Well, you guys have had a lot of outdoor learning opportunities here this winter.
We have. Yes, it's been great.
And if there's a wide variety of things that the kids are learning. And is that by design?
Yes. And so sometimes we just have to go with what the kids are wanting. I, you know, usually have a lesson plan in place and have, you know, things that I want to do. And sometimes something else comes up and you're going to be spontaneous and just kind of follow the children's lead as well.
What are some of those examples where the kids are like, hey, we want to learn about this?
So especially at Castle Park, I like to go, you can usually have a story and it just depends on how their mood for the day and what they want to do. So last time we played hide and go seek. Yeah.
Why not?
I know. Well, there's lots of fun places to hide and seek at Castle Park. So
a lot of really great learning opportunities there for the kids. And that's got to be really important at that young age.
It is. That birth to five is really critical for long-term learning and brain development. So yeah, huge.
And we've talked before in different ways of, you know, how to help develop the brain and how important it is to, whether it's either putting a screen down or listening or reading a book, or even simply with the newborns, like just talking to them.
Yes.
All that affects the developmental stages of their life.
Yes, and there's actually some research coming out right now on how detrimental screens are for our little ones. And so, yeah, put your screens down, sing with your children, talk to them, conversations and reading and playing. Get down on the floor and build blocks and put puzzles together and have some great conversations.
So what are some of those negative effects for the screens and the young children?
I think there's a lot of sensory things that we're seeing. When they're not playing, it's affecting their fine motor, their large motor control, language. I mean, it just keeps going and going. Attention, just so many different things the screen is.
So all kinds of benefits to putting the screen down.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yes. So that's really interesting that they're already seeing those effects, especially because, you know, the screens have really ramped up here in the last probably decade or so. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yes. Yeah.
So
definitely.
And so all kinds of different classes that you guys have weekly, monthly, and really great learning opportunities for all those kids. And ECFE, well, you guys have been around for quite some time now.
We have. So I'll talk about that in a minute. I want to just point out that on Monday, one of our special events is ECFE is going to the pool. So we've collaborated with Park and Rec, and families with children birth to age five can come to the pool from 6 to 7 on Monday the 26th.
And what's the significance of going to the pool?
It's really important to let children explore the water so they become comfortable with it. And it's fun when moms and dads can come and swim with them too.
Yeah, and building those core memories too.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, and it's been a successful event in the past, so we like to keep with that.
So again, that's going to be coming up pretty quickly. Yeah?
Yeah, it's on Monday.
All right. And yep. Do people have to sign up for either that event or any of the classes that you guys
hold? The weekly classes, yes. These events, not typically.
Okay.
They can just show up.
And how can people sign up for those classes?
They can call Washington School and register with Lori in the office.
All right.
Yeah.
So that'll be a fun event coming up here.
Yeah.
Get the kiddos to swim and learn something new too.
Yes, definitely. And then one of my favorite events is in March. We collaborate with Miss Ellis with the orchestra department at the high school, and she has her 5th and 6th graders perform a concert for ECFE, and it's an interactive event, and so that one is great too. That's at the end of March.
I'm sure all the students are very excited for that.
Yes, yeah, music is really important to building that great brain development, and again, just another activity for families to come out and enjoy.
In what way does the music help develop the brain?
Oh gosh, so many different ways. It's, you know, just the same as talking and playing and with children.
So. Is there any like specific benefits to it, or?
Well, yes, I think it helps build creativity and helps language development and lots of different imagination, lots of different things.
Yeah, all very interesting. Yeah. So they'll be able to take that in here coming up in March, and that'll be a fun event. And
yes.
And I'm sure the fifth and sixth graders get a really big kick out of
yes.
You know, performing for the kids too.
Yeah, and then she has her, I'm not going to remember the name of it off the top of my head, but the high schoolers come as well. She has just a certain group that will come and perform as well.
Got to be a really nice bonding experience for everyone involved.
Yeah, it's great.
So that'll be something exciting. And then, boy, did we miss any classes? Because there's so many.
No, we always have our gym times on. There's two Tuesday nights a month, and then our Saturday pop-in and play.
All right.
So those I typically post. I encourage families with young children to like the Early Childhood Initiative Facebook page, because everything is posted on there, different activities.
Yeah, we had you in for Early Childhood Initiative earlier in the month, now ECFE. So
yeah, that's a great way to connect. So I think our last thing is talking about how long ECFE has been going. So this year, ECFE, and ECFE, if people don't know, is only in Minnesota. I think there's other programs in different states, but ECFE, we're pretty fortunate to have this awesome programming and in our state, and they are celebrating 50 years. And so that has been fun to just kind of hear about, and then kind of planning to have maybe an ECFE reunion or do something fun, because we've had lots of families that have attended over the years, and trying to find some testimonials from people that have attended in the past, and kind of a history of ECFE in Crookston. I don't haven't been part of it for that long, so just if anybody has any information to reach out to me, that would be really great. And I've gotten one testimonial already, which is really fun and says a lot about ECFE programming. But it's from a former ECFE parent who, when she stayed home with her kiddos, joined ECFE, and now almost retirement age, I would say, they get together on a monthly basis with all those moms still connect. And it was such an important time for them.
Yes.
And have kept those friendships for years.
Kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier, where it's not just beneficial for the children. It can be very beneficial for the parents, too.
Definitely. Yeah. So that's exciting. And so, yeah, just stay tuned for what's to come on that. But just getting started on some planning for 50 years of ECFE.
And where can people contact if they have any, you know, stories or, you know, any testimonials like you were saying?
They can reach out to Washington School or my email, which is GinaGunderson@ISD593.org.
And yeah, so 50 years, quite a lot of stories to be told.
Isn't that something?
So,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so hopefully a lot of people are able to reach out and provide some of those stories, because I'm sure there's got to be quite a lot of interesting stories or connections like those parents too.
Yes, definitely. And I think too, just, you know, in the years that I've been with ECFE, and I was a parent, an ECFE parent too, but just when you see families that you participated with, it's fun to connect. And so having some sort of a reunion, picnic, whatever, would be fun for families.
Well, congratulations on the first 50 years, and look forward to seeing where things go in the future.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we're really fortunate that our legislature still supports the importance of early childhood.
Any final thoughts?
I know Mrs. Oliver was on for screening, but just a reminder to, if you haven't registered for early childhood screening, that happens at the beginning of March, to call Washington School and get that done. And yeah, hopefully see lots of families for screening at the school.
And it's mandatory too, right? It's very important, at least.
It is. I mean, children who enter kindergarten do need to be screened, and so it happens one way or the other. So it's a really great experience for the child and the parent to come and take that in.
Well, Gina, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks
once
for
again
having me,
and look forward to speaking with you down the road.
Sounds great. Have a good day.
Thank you as well. As that was Gina Gunderson from ECFE on today's Valley Talk program.